From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the New Year's Eve attack on an Istanbul nightclub. Turkish security forces claim to have made 8 detentions in connection with the attack, which killed 39 people. Dorian Jones has more.
Turkish security forces say they have made their first detentions in connection with the New Year's Eve nightclub attack, as a manhunt continues for the attacker. The detentions follow a claim of responsibility for the attack by Islamic State. The group said the nightclub was targeted because it was a place where Christians celebrated their apostles. Citing security sources, Turkish media reported Monday the gunman in the nightclub attack is believed to have come from a Central Asian country, either Kyrgyzstan or Uzbekistan. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Iraqi officials say at least 30 people were killed, about 25 wounded Monday, when a suicide bomber blew up a truck at a market in Baghdad. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility. French President François Hollande told French soldiers in Iraq that their efforts are preventing terrorist attacks in their home country. After beginning his one-day trip to the region Monday with a visit to French troops, Mr. Hollande met with top Iraqi officials. He vowed that the Islamic State will soon be beaten. U.S. President Barack Obama says he will deliver a farewell address next week. In his speech January 10th in Chicago, Mr. Obama will outline what he sees as his successes during his 2 terms as president. He also plans to offer thoughts on where the country heads as the new administration prepares to take over. His speech will follow a long-standing tradition for U.S. presidents, begun by George Washington in 1796. This is VOA News.